Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. And we also got another stool made here. We got our good buddy, Pat. How you doing tonight, Pat?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. We got you along. We're going to make you buy tonight. So.
Oh, I had no doubt that was coming.
You know how we roll.
Absolutely.
Nah, but we have our good buddy here, Pat. He's going to give us a trip report. And the poor guy got to buy Polynesian DVC. We feel so bad for him.
It was really tough. It really was. It's a burden that I'm just going to have to take.
So we do take Polynesian donations. You do know that on this show.
Yeah, well, welcome to the neighborhood, Pat. So was that the most expensive ice cream cone you ever had in your life?
I really love Dole Whips, but I didn't know I loved them that much.
I'll tell you what, you're going to tell everybody you know that you own a Dole Whip machine.
Oh, absolutely.
So to get it started, on your last trip, where did you guys stay?
We stayed at the Art of Animation.
And how do you like it over there?
You know, it was the first time us staying there. We, I have four kids, so to find something that's going to fit the six of us, it's always a challenge. So that was the first time we were there, and it was awesome. The kids loved it. The rooms were great. They were spacious. You know, you can't beat two bathrooms.
Oh, especially the master bathroom suite. I mean, the bath, master bath, ain't that awesome?
Oh, it's phenomenal. So, you know, it was nice. My wife and I could just close the door at night, you know, take our own room, our own bathroom. It was great, you know, and the kids had their room. So it was very nice.
What theme did you guys have?
We went with Nemo.
Okay, cool.
You know, did you have your choice, Pat, or is that just what you were assigned?
Well, no, we actually chose Nemo because we wanted to be closer to the Big Blue Pool.
Okay.
And the landscape of flavors, so we'd rather be closer to the main building, so that's what we picked.
And was it the convenience of walking back and forth to Pop? Did you just head over to Pop at all?
Yeah, it was. You know, that was one of the things we realized was that if the Art of Animation bus wasn't there, but the Pop bus was there, we would just take that one. It's such a quick walk.
Absolutely, because it was supposed to be all one resort before the economy crashed.
Yeah, exactly, and you can tell because they're mirror images of each other.
And so I'm sorry, Doug. So that bridge, Generation Gap Bridge, I think they call it. So that bridge connects both resorts now?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful bridge, and it's, you know, it's a great view from just standing on it and seeing being between both of the resorts and just seeing the theming of both. It was phenomenal.
Nice. Yeah, because the last time I stayed at Pop, it was just a dead end. You could walk only so far, and then they had, like, planters there or something, and that was it.
Yeah, that's been a big draw lately from a lot of people at the agency and stuff because they love Pop, and they're trying Art of Animation, and the two being tied together, you get two resorts in one. Gives you a little more roaming to do. You can, you know, roam around, have fun that way. And the other thing is, I bet the kids loved the Murphy beds, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. When we first got in, they're like, where's the bed? And I go, oh, just wait and see.
So how many times did the brothers stick each other inside the Murphy bed? Did they try that?
It was definitely attempted.
And how old are your kids, Pat?
They're 15, 12, 9, and 5.
And all boys, boys and girls?
The 15-year-old's a girl, and then the rest are boys.
Oh, that poor daughter of yours.
it's almost like having two mothers for the kids, so it's rougher on them than it is me.
You have your hands full, that's for sure. I'm just curious, Pat, so how many trips to Disney World have you made? What trip was this, if you know?
This was number six.
Okay.
So I caught the Disney bug a little bit later than usual. Like, I didn't catch it really until my 20s. So I'm in my 30s now. I'm 38. So, you know, it's getting worse and worse, and I want to go back quicker and quicker.
Well, me and Dan, that's how we got it. We both got it in our 20s, didn't we, Dan?
Oh, for me, I think it was my 30s, actually. And, you know, I've told the story, but I'll tell it for Pat's benefit. I mean, I was a type that never really had a desire to go to Disney World. I was vaguely aware that it was found there, but it was like, it's too much money. It's just, you know, Mickey Mouse and not something I was interested in. And then, as the story goes, like I think we probably all share this in common, once I was there, I said, you idiot, you've been missing this all these years. This is the greatest place in the world. And I've been hooked, and, you know, almost 20 years later, I've gone on dozens of trips now, and I'm trying to catch up for all the early years that we didn't go or I didn't go.
Yeah, I got the addiction in my late 20s, and I told the story on the show that my wife drug me down there kicking and screaming. I'm like you, Pat. Football, basketball, baseball, the whole nine yards. I'm, you know, with the contracting, I didn't think Disney was for me. It was like as soon as I walked under those railroad tracks, it was all over.
Absolutely. And it's just something that, especially now with, you know, my wife, I'm trying to get her to kind of buy in a little bit more. And each time we go or each time we talk a little bit more, you know, she's starting to catch it a little bit too, because it was her idea to get the DVC. I didn't think we'd ever get it. And she's like, yeah, let's do this. So I think she's getting hooked.
Wow. Well, she finally figured if I can't beat them, I might as well join them, because once the addiction's there's no getting through it. And she basically bought in, because you'll be going every year now for the next 40 years.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and that, we share that in common too, Pat, because my wife was the one that kind of pushed us towards DVC, and I didn't even consider asking her because I knew the answer would be no. And then one night we were eating at, what's that place on the boardwalk?
Big River Brewing Company?
Big River Brewing Company, and we had an outdoor table, and they used to have the preview center, or a preview center, right adjacent to it.
You could see right into the room from the boardwalk.
She says,
we went in there.
Let's just go in and check it out. And like when I made that comment about the ice cream cone, I don't know if they still do it, but when you went to the preview center at Saratoga Springs after you went through your, you know, the whole spiel of, you know, signing up and financing and whatever else you do, they have like an ice cream machine at the end where you can make an ice cream sundae. So I always say that I have my $20,000 ice cream cone, you know, that I got from purchasing DVC.
Then we got a $20,000 Rice Krispie treat.
Oh, there you go. There you go. They've upped their game. They got Rice Krispie treats now.
The only reason we were on the fence multiple times is I almost bought Hilton Head 3 or 4 times in the aftermarket. I mean, I was like right there ready to pull the trigger, because I love that resort too. And I figured, why not? Because I don't care which resort I stay in when I'm on property. They're all beautiful to me. But we never did it because I've always planned on moving down to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been the guy that finds the deal, and that's how I became a TA, because I'd always be the one finding a deal. So I never found it to be, but I always wanted to, just to say I own a part. That was the main reason, to say I own a part of Disney, as little as it is.
Yeah. It's definitely small, but I'll take it.
I always say that to Doug, Pat, that I own one of the screws and one of the door hinges over at Saratoga Springs. You know, it's just that's my little piece of Disney that I own for my share of DVC.
So where'd you guys head off the first day?
The first day we were we got in early at the Art of Animation, and we weren't going to do the parks that day, so we just went to downtown / Disney Springs. And just hung out there for most of the day.
What's your thoughts on that?
You know, the new stuff looks really great. We were there early enough to just kind of walk around it. We didn't really stop in. You know, like we saw the boathouse, we saw the cars, or the Amphima cars, and those are all pretty cool looking. And then we went to our old reliables, you know, and we went to the stores that we always go to, and I finally got to go to the Earl of Sandwich.
Now, did you get the holiday sandwich, or what
one
did you
get? Oh, yes, I did.
Was I wrong about that?
Oh, it's phenomenal.
It's incredible. It's an incredible sandwich, isn't it? It's like Thanksgiving on a roll. How does it get any better than that?
And the funny thing was, every, you know, people like you, and I've heard a couple other people say something about it, and I'm like, it can't be that good. Oh, it was.
You know, and it's amazing, the cost. I mean, it's very, very reasonable for the cost of the sandwiches, and, you know, they got sides and drinks, obviously, but I mean, it's a very, for a Disney, on-property Disney, you know, offering, it's pretty reasonably priced.
Those sandwiches are so big, me and Brenda split them all the time, because it's just enough. And then I could go find something else to eat a few hours later, because I like to try as many things as humanly possible.
And then you can go to Ghirardelli's and get some dessert, right?
So what did y'all get? Did everybody try that sandwich, or did you get a couple different things to try?
We got a couple different things, you know, and which was good was one of my sons got a buffalo chicken sandwich, which he really liked. You know, all the sandwiches were really good. We were actually really impressed, and you know, like Dennis said, for a family of six to be able to go there and really, I don't even think we might have spent $50.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, and we were all real happy, and my wife was the happiest, and she stole part of my sandwich, and that's why she was happy.
But I'm glad you liked it, and that's the thing. There are things that you can do down there that people say how expensive everything is, but there are ways to, you know, make the buck stretch a little further if you know how to where to eat, and that's one of the best bangs for the buck on property, that Earl of Sandwich.
Definitely agree with that.
So what else did you guys do at Disney Springs that day? That's what we're trying to call it now. So we're trying to get away. It took us 20 years to stop calling Hollywood Studios MGM, so we're working on it.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. We basically did your typical shopping. My son, my 9-year-old, got into trading pins. So,
uh-oh.
Yeah, I know.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, so
I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. We went into the pin trading store. You know, we went into the, you know, the Lego store. You know, because my 5-year-old loves Lego. So, you know, it was just something that was good and kind of relaxing. Because the day before, we drove 20 hours straight. So kind of just that first day to kind of just relax and
Absolutely.
Just walk around leisurely. It was definitely worth it.
Yeah, you need to start that gift card thing I talk about all the time with those kids.
Oh, absolutely, that's for sure.
Yeah, because I love that. My godson's here right now, and I love the whole gift card deal with him. I got a lot of things done for putting a couple bucks in that gift card, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get there, you hand them a couple $100 on it, it's theirs, and you're not worried about it. So he can get as many pins as he wants.
Yep. No, and that's the idea for the next few trips.
So, which park did you head to first on your first day?
We went to Animal Kingdom. For some reason, it seems like we tend to always start at Animal Kingdom, and it's just, I think, by coincidence, but we just always end up starting there.
Nothing wrong with that. You know my feelings on the Animal Kingdom.
Oh, absolutely, and it's getting to be one of my favorite parks. I think the people that say it's a half day park, they're crazy.
Absolutely. They're doing what we always say on the show is they don't want to explore. They expect everything to reach out and smack them in the face saying, it's here, it's here, it's here. And you really need to look for it. It isn't like neon signs like all the other parks. You got to find the things. And that's what makes that park so beautiful. Because you never know what you're going to run into.
Very true. And there's something behind every nook and cranny. And just walking around paths, you kind of get lost because you're just looking around. But you find so much new stuff, and I can't wait to go back because I know I'm going to find more new stuff.
Did you ever do the Explorers thing that Dennis talks about?
Yeah, the Wilderness Explorer. Did you do that?
We thought about it, and we were going to pull the trigger on it, and then the 5-year-old kind of threw a fit.
Okay.
Well,
so we're like, okay, let's just go.
Well, you'll be going a lot with your new DVC membership. I highly recommend that, only in that, you know, if you just want to have a relaxing day. And you don't have to do it all at once. I mean, you can do it over multiple trips, but it's a great way to really explore every nook and cranny of the park because they send you every which way and kind of make it a fun/learning experience. So you should definitely try that with your kids. I'm sure they'd enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. It's a bucket list item, that's for certain.
Mm-hmm.
What was the standout rides? What's all your favorites there?
Obviously... the safari was great. And actually, we had a mother rhino and a baby rhino, which we saw for the first time. They were right in front of us, so that was kind of cool. And then Expedition Everest, my 9-year-old, it's one of his favorite rides. And we actually got my wife to go on it, who's not a roller coaster person, and she loved it. So that was great. But one of the greatest things that we saw while we were there was the Flights of Wonder show.
There you go. Now you're talking my language. You're speaking my language.
You know, and I was like, we're going to go see this? I'm like, all right, let's go check. I was mesmerized. I'm like, this is awesome.
Now, and I've said that many times on the show that everybody should see that. It's one of my favorite things in all of Disney World. It's just amazing, and it's funny, isn't it, with the guide and everything else, the tour guide, the whole spiel?
Yeah, it was very well done, and it was fun, and even the kids loved it. So, you know, it was a win-win for everybody.
Now, did you happen to see the pre-show, Pat, where the parrots kind of fly around the perimeter of the show and kind of make a lot of noise to get people's attention? Did you see that?
Yep, and that's one of the reasons we were like, oh, look, let's see the show. There they are. It was what got our attention.
Yeah, so that's obviously working for Disney because the show was sometimes thinly attended, so I think they came up with that to kind of stir up some excitement for the show. When I was down there last time, they were very loud, and I wasn't paying attention to, you know, what time the next show was, but you can't miss hearing those and seeing those beautiful parrots that are flying around in the vegetation above the walking trails.
Well, the thing I love about it, and I've said it, I mean, this is how many trips you've been there now, Pat, and this is the first time you've seen this show.
Right, yeah, it's just something that I've always just kind of overlooked, and one of the things that I really try to do on this trip is just, you know, find new things, cross off bucket list things that I haven't done in whatever park it was. So anything new that I can do, that was awesome for me.
Now tell me, when that eagle comes out, is that something special? Is it like it just something go? There's something that just gets warm. I just feel so good when that eagle comes out on stage.
It's majestic. It's great. Yes, definitely.
It's like you can just feel the aura around that eagle. Like he knows I'm the man.
Yep.
And it's so cool. I want to go to that show just to see the eagle at the end every time. And the Falcons and the Hawks, they're really cool too. But the Eagles, he's like, none of you guys are on my level. I'm the man. So, did you do Dinosaur?
Yes, and I actually kept my eyes open the entire time this time.
Good for you. So you weren't sitting on the right side, you were on the left side of the car.
Exactly.
I'm always stuck on the right. I always got the bad breath of that big dinosaur.
Yep.
And it is pretty amazing. No matter how many times you experience that and you know you're telling yourself it's just an attraction, it does take on a bit of reality when that thing's seemingly 6 inches from your face, you know?
Screaming at you.
Yeah, because when we went last time, we have a still shot of me like right at that spot where I'm like, oh boy, here it is. And I'm looking away. I'm like, it's not going to happen this time. No matter what, I'm going to do it. And it worked out well.
Pop's got to look cool.
Absolutely.
Can't have the evidence of me being scared.
Exactly.
I'm a high school football coach. Stop that.
Yeah, my players never get to see that picture.
There you go. Right. And then what good did you guys have to eat that day? Where'd you eat at?
You know, we did the Yak and Yeti quick service, which was, again, something new that I wanted to, you know, that I haven't done yet. Heard really good reviews on it, and everybody in the family liked it. So, and again, it, you know, it wasn't all that expensive, so it worked out.
Oh, that's a hidden gem. And then a lot of people don't know you can go up a little bit back into the woods there behind it to get eating at the tables that are back. They're pretty cool back in there.
Yeah, that's exactly where we ate, and you know, we had a really good time there, and you know, it kind of got us away from the hustle and bustle, so it was good because we looked at the new Harambe market, and it was just. It was slammed. There was so many people. So, you know, we kind of just, you know, kept moving and got to Yak and Yeti.
I mean, it's awesome over there, but yeah, it is packed. I mean, we seen it when it was just starting, and it really, a lot of the stores weren't even open yet. It was because we were down there because we seen the Lion King. Mm-hmm. We were shocked about how many people were there, and nothing was really open. Like, just walking around in that area, I said to Brenda, I said, when that's finally open, it's going to be packed over here.
Yep, and it was. It definitely was.
Now, Pat, was Flame Tree Barbecue open yet, or are they still closed?
When we were there, I do believe it was open.
Okay.
Because I did, that's where I wanted to go originally, and there was no reason why we didn't. I think we just came across the Yak and Yeti first, and I haven't tried either one, so I was happy with it either way.
Okay.
I'm glad you tried Yak and Yeti. I got this kid going there next time. He's going to get fried wontons.
Yeah, I got my Reggie Doug.
Yes. He will get what for if he don't go eat there.
I'm good.
So where'd you head to your next day?
We went to the Magic Kingdom.
And how crowded was that? Good day? Weather good?
It was, the weather the whole week was your typical August Florida weather. You walk outside, it's hot, it's humid, it's going to rain at 3 or 4 o'clock, and then it went away. So, you know, the weather all week was pretty predictable, and it was pretty good.
Now, did you ride my train, Pat?
Yes.
Good job. Proud of you. Number one draft pick. You have to ride it.
That's right. There's no way. You
tweeted that out there. I got a big kick out of that. You sent me the picture to tweet of that. Number one draft pick. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I just, you know, there's no way. I don't think there's certain things that if you don't do, it's not an official trip. And
there you go.
That's one of them.
Absolutely. I know you did the TTA, but everybody does that. You got to ride the train. It's just something about that train. It just takes me back every time.
Yep, absolutely.
So what was the standout to the day? How did you tour? What was the main things you went on?
What was great about that day is we had a Be Our Guest breakfast reservation.
Okay.
So we got in before the park opened.
Awesome.
And that was ridiculously great because you walk in, Main Street's empty. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm taking a picture with my phone. My 5-year-old's like, Daddy, Daddy. I'm like, shh, I'm in my moment here. I'm in my moment. So, you know, and we went to breakfast there. The funny thing was, I really didn't care too much for the breakfast. It was okay. Mm-hmm. But since I got to get in before everybody else, it was like the best breakfast ever.
Absolutely. That's the story with all the breakfasts there.
Yeah.
We did the Cinderella's Castle before it was like a total years ago and got in early. And that was the main thing I liked about it. I paid $50 for breakfast to see Main Street with nobody on it, basically.
Yep.
So were you able to get access to one of the e-ticket attractions right from breakfast? Was that your strategy?
We ended up having fast passes pretty quickly right after that. We went right from breakfast to the Mine Train. So it actually worked out well for us, because even by the time we got out of breakfast, the Mine Train was over an hour wait already.
What's your thoughts on the Mine Train?
It was great. I'm not going to say it's not, but I would never wait in line that long for it.
Okay. Yeah, we waited, like I told Dan, I told on the show, when we went on it, because with me being a TA, I couldn't make fast passes in advance. But where I got lucky, we went extra magic hours, and it said 40 minutes, and it took us like 20. Mm-hmm. But it was actually a beautiful night, and I was happy to see the queue, because you know me, I'm a geek. I want to see every queue at least once.
Right.
I don't want fast pass for everything, because I think you're missing half the fun if you don't do the queue.
I agree.
Now, there's certain ones, like we say all the time, like Soarin', if I never see that queue again, it won't be too soon.
Yeah.
But the good ones, you have to see the queue. Like, how would a Pirates of the Caribbean be if you've never been actually through the main queue? I don't think it would be the same ride.
Right, exactly.
So, but what else did you guys do on Magic Kingdom Day?
Another bucket list. I ate at Sleepy Hollow and got the waffles, a spicy chicken waffle sandwich, which was something that I've always wanted to try. So I was able to do that. And then we did our usual, where we were able to go on Space Mountain. Actually, we got to go on Space Mountain a couple times, so that was good. My 5-year-old, that's his favorite ride.
Oh, because he's 5. Wait till he's 45. It'll be like me and Dan. We're too old for that ride anymore.
Yeah, and I was surprised because normally I do. I get off of it and I'm like, oh, I'm a little sore in the back or the shoulder. You know, we rode it 5 times during the week and
God bless you.
I wasn't sore once. I don't know. Maybe they smoothed something out. I have no idea.
It did get a lot smoother since the refurb, My problem is my wife has a neck that literally looks like it's going to her head looks like it's going to fly off her shoulders every time she's on it. She does love it, but her head flies back and forth so bad. And for me, I think it hurts me more because I get so tense that I swear my head's going to hit something.
Right, right.
So I sit there like all tensed up and I'm shrunk down in the seat. And I mean, I'm not a big guy. I'm 5'10", 175 pounds. And I feel like I don't fit in that car. I don't know what it is about it. Just I'm never comfortable on that ride.
Yeah, and I'm going to agree with you. It's a little freaky, and I told the kids the rule is don't put your hands up, don't stand up, stay seated at all times, because I always think that. You're always a little cramped and crowded.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you must have had the opportunity to see it with the lights on one of your trips or a ride on the TTA or something. Have you had that experience?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to actually see it once, and I like it with the lights off better.
Yeah, it just looks like a big... twisted mess of metal, if you will, and I think that's why we all have that fear that you're going to hit your head, or if you stick your hand up, you're going to hit something, even though in reality you're probably, a couple feet away from hitting anything, but it's certainly looks and feels like it when you're on that attraction.
See, while you guys were doing that five times, me and Dennis would take two quick trips around the TTA, and then we'd slide over on the Carousel of Progress, and we'd be living large. That's how we roll now, right, Dan?
Yep, you got it.
So, I still like, did you do Big Thunder Mountain?
Yes, we did Big Thunder Mountain and Splash Mountain, multiple times. And throughout the week, we love just that area, the Splash Mountain area, with Big Thunder right there. Go over to see Tom Sawyer Island, see all the things there. We're big fans of that spot.
Well, how much I love them. Yeah, they're at the Great Frontier.
Oh yeah.
But no, for my buck, I think Big Thunder Mountain Railroad's the best roller coaster on property. It's my favorite.
My wife did that one too, and she liked it. So she would agree with you.
Yeah, there's something about that one. It just that makes my day every time I'm on it.
Yeah, and I think it appeals to the most people only because it's a tweener. You know, it's not too intense, but it's just intense enough where it gives you a thrill. So I think it's the best of both worlds, if you will.
And did you get the standards in? You did Pirates. You had to do Pirates, right?
No, Pirates is closed.
Oh, that's right, you poor man.
I know.
That's right, it was closed during your trip. I'm thinking now,
I was very sad. When you walk by it and you're just like, oh, come on.
It's kind of like Maelstrom being gone. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Oh, okay, Doug.
Nice. I'm so sorry, I didn't mean that. I've had too many already, Ben. You just bought the third round and kind of got me. I'm sorry, it's bringing out evil, Doug.
Yeah, okay. So. Send that hat back.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm actually wearing it right now. I got my Riverside hat on.
Nice, nice.
Thanks, buddy. So where else did you go? Did you do it? Did you torture yourself on It's a Small World multiple times or just once?
I went on it once, and I tortured.
Once is perfect.
Yes, and it's good. I need to do it once, but my 9-year-old hates it more than probably anything on this planet.
You need to go on Mouse World Radio and download it. And anytime he's bad, you just put that on in his room. Maybe he'll straighten him out, Pat.
Oh, that's a fantastic idea.
I'm evil, man. Ask my brothers.
Parenting 101 right there. Perfect.
There you go. Get that recorded. Anything he does wrong, just throw it in his room. Put it on his ringtone.
So, Pat, are you guys parade people? Did you catch the Festival of Fantasy parade or one of the nighttime parades?
We are a watch the parade as we're moving from place to place type of people.
He's okay. In my fan club then.
Yeah, I guess so.
And so we catch some of it and we see some things and we really enjoy it, what we see. But we never really stop long enough because it just gets too crowded. And, we like to move. And the best part is that a lot of times, when the parade's going on, the lines are shorter, which is better for the kids. So
absolutely.
Yeah, that is true. Did you get a glimpse of the giant dragon in that parade? I mean, it's if you haven't seen it, you got to make time to see it. It's awesome.
Yeah, it was great because we were crossing over by the Plaza restaurant over towards Casey's, And right there, that we were just waiting, and the dragon came right across, and it was perfect. Nice. I was like, hey, we just saw everything we needed to see.
Yeah, I would say if you only saw that one float, if you will, that's the one to see. So, I mean, the rest of it's nice, but you could do without it or see those characters in other, you know, parades or show offerings on property. So I'm good. I'm glad you got to see it.
Yeah, breathing fire is awesome, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's hot.
Yes, you can feel it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Illuminations.
Illuminations, right? I was just going to say that, Doug. We're thinking alike.
That's us. We're doing good, then. We're a good old married couple here. So what else? What other highlights did you have at the Magic Kingdom that day? Did you just do anything else? You hit Buzz? Did you do Carousel?
No, that was the weird thing. There was always a wait.
At Carousel?
Yes.
That's good.
It was odd, and we were just like, so every time we were moving, we were just like, and I was wanted to go, and I'm like, but there's a wait. So we just, you know, it always just timing-wise of either getting to another Fast Pass or getting somewhere else, I never got to do it.
I think it's all the advertisement from the Great Frontier, and it's really backing that thing up. We've been putting it out on ads quite a bit lately.
No, I mean, I'm sorry that there was a line and you couldn't see it, but I mean, it makes me feel good that there are people that are going on that attraction, because that can only help its long-term viability, staying at the Magic Kingdom. So I'm glad to hear there was a wait for it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Mm-hmm.
You hit up Haunted Mansion and Hall of Presidents?
Yeah, we did. We did Haunted Mansion, and we're not able to do Hall of Presidents because the kids won't sit through it.
That's bad parenting there, Pat.
I'm a history teacher.
Oh, God forbid, Pat.
I know. They're rebelling.
Oh, geez. And that probably bums you out because you want to see it because of the history of it. I mean, with you being a history teacher, that's right in your wheelhouse.
Exactly. So that's going to be the next time the wife and I will just go be a part of our date night or, you know, date day.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, you could have an awesome time there. I'm sure you've had the occasion to speak to the cast member that is in the what is it, the rotunda they call it there when you go in. I mean, he's a history buff, and you can ask him about any war, any state, the Civil War, the, you know, anything at all, and he just rattles off the answers and kind of answers you in a you know, a fun way that it's not so dry. But you being a history buff, that would I'm sure you would enjoy talking to somebody like that.
Yes, absolutely.
My wife loves all the historical dresses in there. That they keep replacing in and out, because they will change them up from time to time. That's one of her favorite things, to see what they have new in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you do the old Liberty Bell?
No.
Didn't get the kids on there?
Nope, unfortunately.
No, but that's one of those ones where it sometimes we hit it every other trip, but my brother, he loves that boat, but a lot of times, I have to admit, there's been a lot of trips that I've been down there that it's been dry docked.
Yeah, no, I'm actually, now that I think about it, it was on refurb for a week.
I always hit that lottery.
Yeah, they seem on that one, Doug, they seem not to take it down for very long, but they do take it down multiple times per year, and I think they, you know, like polyurethane, the railings and the deck boards, and they probably only do like a half at a time or a quarter at a time, because you're right, it seems that, you know, pretty regularly it's closed for a week or 10 days throughout the year.
A lot of them Tom Sawyer rafts are floating to the bottom of the ocean there and getting on the track.
Yeah, could be too.
So did you eat anywhere else? Did you have dinner there? Or?
We did Mickey's Backyard Barbecue that night.
How was that?
The kids loved it, and the interaction with the characters and the band was great. The food, you know, it's, you know, great. It's barbecue food. You have pulled pork, burgers, dogs, things like that. It was very tasty, so I had no complaints at all. And my 5-year-old was right next to Mickey the whole time, dancing with him, so we couldn't beat that.
He was in heaven, and you'll never forget those memories.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I have the you know, video of it, pictures of it, you know, so it's all saved away.
So, well, that was the end of the first night. Where'd you just head next, the third day? That was your second day. Where'd you head day number three?
Epcot.
Me and Dennis's favorite. We're on board. We're coming in with you this park.
And this was, you know, what was funny about this one is that there's, you know, there's really a few main rides at Epcot, with Soarin', Test Track, and Mission Space. And I've never been on Test Track or Mission Space, so I did them both this time.
What's your thoughts?
Test track was great. It was. I was always just passing. I'm like, really, it's a car. What's the big deal?
Poor guy. You should have been listening to his show way before you were started to.
I agree. You know, I think once they put the new queue in where you could build the car and all that stuff, that was fantastic. Me and the boys had a great time building our car. Our car won. We were happy.
There you go. That's what I said to Dan. Like, I like the old one too, but I think the new one is more family oriented than the old ride. The old ride was awesome, and I think you really would enjoyed that once you got on the ride. The video before the ride started, I liked because, you know, test 3, 1, 7, 9, you know, that was really cool. But I like the interaction of the new ride better.
And Pat, I mean, I'm sure you experienced this, you know, when you get out on the back stretch there, you know, don't you feel like because of the scale of the car, you're going faster than, what is it, 65 when you max out, I think, on the little odometer there? You know, you seem like you're going faster
than
you
actually
are. It's
equivalent to 100 mile an hour with the scale is what it is.
It seems.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah, you're whipping. And that's what the boys, when they got off, they were just like, how fast were we going? And they couldn't believe. They were very excited.
Have you ever taken the boys around here? We got one of my stepbrothers. He loves to race cars. He's into that. He has them midgets. He races them quarter midgets. But there's a go-kart track that's in one of the industrial parks that we go to. And these are those race carts. Well, they do like 35, 40 mile an hour. Well, you're on a little go-kart doing 40 mile an hour, you feel like you're doing 200 mile an hour. Because you're so low to the ground, and you're scooting around this track. I mean, it's incredible. We have a blast. And that's like that, because it's right in between the two. When you're doing 65 in that, it's kind of like you're doing 100 because of the size of the car.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's absolutely. That's the feeling they give you, and that's how they design these things. So that's a comparable experience, as they say. I'm curious, Pat, so orange or green on Mission Space?
I'm so disappointed. I really am. I went green. My wife and me and my five-year-old went green. The other three went orange.
And did they turn green and you guys stayed okay?
No, they were fine, but I listened to the hype how bad orange was, so I went green, and green was so easy. I'm like, wow. I was a little disappointed. It was still fun though, so I won't say anything negative about it, that's for sure.
I'll tell you what, I've done both, and you did a good job, and I would never do orange again. I did it, and my problem is if you take your eye off the screen one split second, you're getting motion sick. You got to totally concentrate on that screen the entire time. If you don't, because I was doing the same thing. I was with my godson and my brother-in-law and all, and we're almost to the end, and I'm like, I was the engineer or whatever. This is nothing. Ha-ha, and I looked over at him, and the next thing you know is like the whole spaceship flipped upside down.
Okay, then I'm pretty happy I stayed with green then.
Yeah, because if you get that little bit, and the reason I say don't, I won't do it no more is because I don't want to ruin my trip because I got motion sick. It isn't worth it.
Right, because that tends to stay with you for a while. Motion sickness, generally speaking, you're not just going to get a little fresh air and you'll be all right in 2 minutes. You know, you might be, you know, feeling ill for, you know, a couple hours to, you know, possibly the whole rest of the day.
Yeah, and it's not worth that. It's not worth ruining the rest of your vacation, especially if you have my luck, it would be a Le Cellier lunch or dinner, and I'd be all motion sick. Ain't happening.
But see, the good thing is, Pat, for you, where you did the green, that was your first experience on that attraction, and it sounds like you would be willing to go on it again, even if to only do the green. So, I mean, you know, for you, Mission Space is a go for you, and where somebody like Doug, who, you know, did the orange right out of the box, he had a bad experience, he'll never go on it again. So you got both ends of the spectrum there.
Yeah, very, very true. I would definitely do Mission Space again. And you know, I'll have Doug's voice in the back of my head. Don't do orange. Don't do orange.
No, and
I'll go right over to the green and be happy.
I did do the green because you know what the difference is? The only thing you're missing is you get a little bit of weightlessness on the orange. The whole other experience is just as good. So why risk it? I've done both. That's what I was saying, that I tried both, but the orange got me a little queasy because I didn't think it was anything different. But when you're going to do the landing, it kind of messes you up. And you're really not missing anything, in my opinion, except for being a brag. You'd hit that weightless part. which isn't worth it. It's not worth the price of admission, in my opinion. So did you do Soarin'? Did you get on any? Did you do Nemo? All that good stuff for the kids?
Yeah, we did them all. Soarin', Spaceship Earth, Nemo. All the good ones. And then we spent the afternoon just over in World Showcase. We dragged the kids along.
That's the sad part. Now, are you pro some characters in World Showcase or a nay?
I would probably be more. I'm probably more against it than for it.
Okay.
I think I like the idea.
A place for their own.
Be the countries. You know, I'm with Dennis. I'm okay with Frozen stuff all over the place, like the movie, but I don't necessarily think it belongs in Norway.
You think once it's there, though, will your kids want to go there more though?
Yeah, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to be there going with them.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, too. I mean, we all go through this. Our family, families change. I mean, right now for your kids, the Frozen attraction is going to be awesome for the next, 5 to 10 years or whatever. But there's going to come a point when they become young adults where they're, probably most likely would enjoy the countries as they were or as they are. So.
I agree with you at a point, Dan, but the other thing is like, okay, let's use France for a perfect example. If they keep every one of the stores the same and then add a Ratatouille ride, was that really going to bother you if the kids are back on Ratatouille and you could still use the rest of the country the same?
You keep misrepresenting my point, Doug. They can add things. What they did is replaced a beloved attraction. They could, if they would have added Frozen into there and kept Maelstrom, I'd be happy as a clam.
No, I hear you.
You're not using the right analogy there. You're saying add something to France, but keep everything that's currently there.
Yeah,
I'm good with that. That's fine.
I hear you, but my point was I just didn't think you wanted any kind of characters.
No, that's not my position.
Okay, that's where I took it as. And my point is I understand you're going to miss Maelstrom. I like Maelstrom, but I thought it was good for what it was compared to everything else in World Showcase. It was a great ride. But they could have done it. I wish they'd have made it better and not necessarily done Anna and Elsa. But I do think that ride needed an upgrade. I was getting, I'm not going out the window. it's nice because of what it is, because there's nothing else in all the World Showcase that really interests me besides that. That and the three Caballeros, Mexico, Norway, and you're done for every ride and the American Adventure, of course. But that's without saying. That's like right, ridiculously right. good. But you know what I'm getting at. Yeah. That was like the one thrill ride at the back of the park, and it ain't even really a thrill ride.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, again, and we were not going to go off on a tangent here. But
that's what we do.
That's
really another round. Yeah,
that's
shots.
That's not Epcot's mission, if you will, is to be thrill rides. It has a whole different, it's supposed to be cultural and food and, learning about stuff. And, it isn't meant to be a thrill ride / theme park or whatever.
No, and I agree with you. When I mean thrill ride, I'm not saying, like, Expedition Everest or something like that, but I'm just saying something really, really good, like an E attraction, like dark ride, anything like that. That's my point. I thought it was good, but they could have spruced up the trolls a little bit more.
True. A few more leaves on them or something.
Yeah, exactly. Made it a little scary. Maybe their eyes light up better.
Did you stay for Illuminations? Or not to jump ahead, but I'm just curious, did you end your night or did you, were the kids tired?
The kids got tired.
Yeah.
So we went back. We found ourselves leaving a little bit earlier than we probably, or I at least thought we probably would. But the kids enjoyed, some time at the pool at night, at Art of Animation and things like that. And they kind of, they were in bed pretty early each night. So what was good was the Frozen fireworks from Hollywood Studios. We can see from where we were off our, stairway from the Art of Animation, so at least we were able to see some fireworks during our vacation.
Ah, awesome!
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you what did you guys eat at over at Epcot? What'd you have good?
we just went and picked and picked and picked in different countries, but I got the lucky combo in China, which I thought was really good, and for the cost of less than $10 to get the amount of food that you get.
We've had that before. Tell everybody what's on that. I've had that before.
It was
the combination is
barbecue pork bun, a chicken pocket, an egg roll, strawberry red bean ice cream, and a soda, all for under $10.
That's a good deal, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I definitely, I like that. My wife got mac and cheese from Germany. Actually, my son got mac and cheese from Germany. She got.
Okay, the wife. You're not getting her in trouble now.
Yeah, no. She got sushi. So.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you're being nice to our guest, Doug. You didn't give Pat a hard time because he mentioned soda.
Soda, okay. Yeah, I quit soda, so you're rubbing it in, right?
No, I'm just teasing.
So, but you didn't go over and get bangers and mash for the show, did you?
We did end up going to England on a later night when the wife and I were able to get away for just about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Half. We had the 15-year-old watch the boys, we did go to England, but we got fish and chips.
Shame on you.
I know. I think if I'm gonna do the bangers and mash, I need to go inside, sit down, you know, and really enjoy them.
The perfect place is a fall night out on the back veranda, looking over the water. That's like our dream seats. Our last trip we had them twice, right out back, right on the water. That's my happy place.
Yeah, if you can time that up so that you're there, you know, quarter past, you know, 8:30 or so, and your meal comes and, you know, Illuminations starts at 9. That's, in my view, one of the best ways to end the day at Walt Disney World. If you can score them outside seats, they're awesome.
Me and Den love some Illuminations.
Oh, Illuminations is probably one of my favorite nighttime things ever, you know, to do in any of the parks.
Just when that music starts, your blood runs. I mean, you get goosebumps.
I have that in my classroom. I'll have that on a loop, and I'll be playing it before class.
There you go, getting yourself all psyched up to deal with the kids, right?
Absolutely.
So where else did you guys go on the trip? What did you go to the studios the next day?
Yeah, and we did a great thing with the studios. We did it half a day. We hit all the three major ones. We got.
It took you that long? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? Go ahead. I'm sorry, Pat. That's evil, Doug.
We got there at Rope Drop, and we were able to go and get right in line for Rock and Roller Coaster. Head from there right to Tower of Terror. From there, quickly to Star Tours and Muppets. Had a Toy Story Mania Fast Pass. Went to 50's Primetime Cafe. We were out by 1 o'clock.
Dude, yeah. Did you have the meatloaf?
I had the sampler. You know, the meatloaf, the fried chicken, the pot roast.
Oh, you were living large.
Oh yeah, and the peanut butter and jelly milkshake was ridiculous.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's the bomb diggity, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
That place is comfort food to its finest. That's in my top 5, top 10 every trip. I mean, I love that restaurant. If my wife didn't get embarrassed, I'd eat there every trip.
Yeah, I mean, you just go in there and the decor, I mean, they have all the furniture is, you know, period proper, if you will. They got the, you know, like the green couches, the loud couches, the oranges, and, you know, the black and white TVs playing and all those knickknacks and clocks and like copper roosters and stuff that we can all remember from our childhood, maybe at your grandparents' house or maybe in your own house for that matter. It's just, you know, a step back in time, but everything is period correct if you really look around and take it all in.
How much did the kids like that experience?
You know what? They liked it. They thought it was hysterical because Dad got yelled at a lot for being on his walkie-talkies or having his elbows on the table, whatever it was. So they're like, haha, Daddy, you got yelled at.
I loved it. We ate there with my brother because my brother's a wise butt. You know, he's the one that Tom Mater's like his speaks his language. Just put it that way. Larry the Cable Guy's the greatest man on the planet to my older brother. So anyway, you know who I'm dealing with there.
Oh yeah.
But it was so great. Mr. Tough Guy got the waitress came over. Aunt Elsie or whatever her name was. Was flying an airplane, flying his green beans in his mouth, not letting him have dessert unless he ate the rest of his beans, and I loved it.
Yeah, it's great when somebody tries to tuck him under the mashed potatoes or something, and they'll dig him out and feed him to you, you know?
And it was killing my wife because, like, my brother brings attention, and then I get on my brother, and then all the wait staff's coming over to our table, and my wife's just, like, sliding slower and slower under the table because we're embarrassing the bejesus out of her. But it's great fun. What do you guys think about the sci-fi going to have breakfast now?
Yeah, I just read that. I think that's very interesting. You know, it's a smart move. If you're going to, you know, close down half the park and sooner rather than later, to at least maybe if you get people in there earlier, maybe they'll enjoy breakfast, you know, give them something else to do.
Now, go ahead, Dan.
No, I was just going to say, but when you were there, Pat, and I don't remember what the dates of your trip were, was any of the Star Wars stuff going on, or was that after or before your trip?
That was all after my trip. So,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he'd have got it done by one if they were there.
Yeah. Well, no, I was just wondering if your boys, if they've experienced the Star Wars movies, and if so, whether they're fans, not fans, and what they think about that whole, you know, expansion down there, if they're even aware of it.
Yeah, my 9-year-old, he's pretty excited.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. We're more Toy Story Land, but we'll like Star Wars. I love Star Wars because then I could have Toy Story Land all to myself.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys get to go on the new Great Movie Ride? Did you like it?
Another one that just had a ridiculous wait. And
Dennis is going to come give you what for, Pat.
I know. We were about to get in line, and then
hooray,
we saw that there was
Hollywood.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm singing again.
There was no wait. There was no wait for Star Tours. There was no wait for Muppet Vision. So we just went that way instead to get that done before our Toy Story Mania Fast Pass.
The best part of Muppets to me is the rat at the beginning. I just love that rat. It pretended to be Mickey
Taurus.
Mouse. Absolutely kills me. There's been times where I watched the pre-show and walked right out the other door. Because I didn't feel like waiting, you know what I mean? Just hanging out.
Yeah.
My wife, that's not her favorite show. She'll sit through it for me, and it looks over like I just fed her the most bitter candy or something. She sits there with that look on her face like, I can't believe a grown man is making me sit through this again. And I just sit there with this smile on my face. Yep, we're doing it.
Yep. No, I mean, with your kids, you have such a large spread as far as the age goes. I would assume, you know, the younger ones maybe get a little tired sooner. So, I mean, I can understand why you can't do a 10-hour stint in the park and blast everything out all in one day. That's got to be a little tough.
Yeah, it definitely is. And that's why, you know, what's one good thing, we were there for a week. So we were able to go back, at least to the Magic Kingdom. You know, we went there. We're actually at the Magic Kingdom 3 different times. So we were able to get what they really wanted in during this trip. So they definitely left very happy.
Now, does the kids like Lights, Motor, Action?
Yes and no. My 5-year-old, everything's too loud for him.
Okay.
So, you know, besides that, you know, it's exciting for them. So, you know, they do like it.
Okay. Yeah, because I figured boys, they would get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
I'm sure your daughter wanted nothing to do with it.
Very true.
Yeah, sitting out in the heat, getting her makeup all messed up, sweating to death. That's not fun, listening to her brothers.
Right, exactly.
So you said you went back to the Magic Kingdom a couple other days. Was there any highlight meals, any other thing you guys had?
The funny thing was, when we got the DVC, when we went to go see the DVC preview and all of that, they messed up, and we ended up getting 9 fast passes for Saturday.
Okay.
Which is great. It was fantastic. So they gave us all these free fast passes after we bought DVC. I was like, oh, great. That's what you could do for us. Thank you so much. But Saturday was so crowded, we actually couldn't even use all the fast passes before we had to leave.
Holy moly. Yeah, that was how long the fast pass lines were?
Even the fast pass lines, it was like 10, 15, 20 minutes. The TTA had a line around the corner.
Holy moly.
Down towards Monsters, Inc. down that way?
Yep.
Or the other way?
No, down toward Monsters, Inc.
Right. Wow. I've never seen
that. Wrapped around back that way. So.
Holy cow, that's a line. I've seen the TTA crowded, but never that far.
Yeah, it was insane. And it was so crowded that there was a 2-hour wait for Space Mountain at 3:00 when the parade was going on.
Holy cow. I mean, thank God. That's why I'm lucky as far as we don't usually go. Summer we've been for my birthday, but usually in August it starts to calm down.
Because mm-hmm.
the kids going back to school down south.
Right. You know, and really Monday through Friday, we really, it, it was pretty much, we didn't wait that long. It was like a 20-minute wait for any really thing that we had to go on if we didn't have a fast pass for. Just for whatever reason, that Saturday, it was more crowded than I've ever seen it.
That's crazy. 9 fast passes, you didn't get them in.
Right, yeah, but I mean, the good thing is it does sound like you were able to do quite a bit. I mean, the attractions you said you did across property the whole week. I mean, as crowded as it was, I mean, you still got a lot done and experienced, you know, most of the e-attractions, or at least the things you and your kids wanted to do.
Yep, the only thing we didn't get in was Jungle Cruise. And, you know, it just happened to be down when we were going to go, and it just...
That's because Bob owns it now. It's over at his park, and he can't get the darn thing running and up the way it needs to be. It should have been in Frontierland, the Great Frontier, but no, Bob had to go ruin it. Now it's broken.
I think that's exactly what happened.
Bob broke the darn ride. We're blaming it on Bob. So was there any other things, any other bucket list things that you got taken care of on this trip?
When we were doing the date night with my wife, we actually were able to ride Grand Fiesta Tour, which I've never done. It was one of those silly things. I'm like, how have I never done this? But we went so late, there was nobody else there. We had a boat to ourselves, and it was very nice.
I'll be honest with you, that's not rare. That ride usually walk on. We do it every trip. Because it's one of those other ones that are a staple of ours. It's just, we love it. You're right. Dennis loves that ride too. It's just pure Disney with a couple cliff divers included.
Yeah, I mean, you know, who doesn't like a little Donald Duck, you know, making jokes along the way? And like you said, Doug, it is classic Disney, and it's a water ride and a boat, and you know, you get some audio animatronics in there and some movies. How can you go wrong?
And just the view of the restaurant and all going by the volcano and all, it's really, especially on a date night, it's very romantic. I've had the boat to myself. Me and my wife have enjoyed that ride because we eat at the Mexican Pavilion quite a bit. And I just like it for the atmosphere and the – I love it when the mariachi band's playing.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Ambiance to it. Did you happen to go to La Cava, Pat, or no?
This hurt. This one hurt me because I was dying to get their jalapeno margarita.
Yep.
And we go and it was closed.
Oh no.
I'm like, it was 9 o'clock, I think, 8:30, 9 o'clock. I don't know why they were closed, but they were closed.
Now, did you tell them I'm Pat, I'm friends with WDW Main Street, what's going on here? Let me in.
You know, if there was anybody there, I would have tried it.
Yeah, you should have just said that. I'm here to see Hilda.
There you go.
That probably would have worked.
Yes.
Couldn't have hurt. I want the 1500 or the 2500 hour glass margarita, and you're buying.
Yeah, the doors fly open for that.
Right. Well, next time you'll get to go, I'm sure.
Yep. Absolutely.
So no other restaurants, anything else you hate that you guys enjoyed or anything like that?
We what was great was we extended our stay by one day, and we did do a day at the Poly. And we actually, we booked this before we even did DVC, but we did get to stay in the DVC room at the Polynesian. So that was great. We had breakfast at Ohana, which was, you know, which was a lot of fun. The kids had a great time with Lilo and Stitch. So that was fun. The pool at the Polynesian is ridiculously awesome.
Now, did you have the French toast, the banana French toast?
I did not, only because my goal was to go get it later at Captain Cook's, and we never did.
Oh. Well, we make that every year now. Well, most years. We make that now for Christmas breakfast.
Oh, that's okay. So Christmas, I'll be over. Just come.
There you go.
Well, no,
one
actually,
of these years I'll have yous all over.
I was going to say, yeah, Pat, actually, we're all coming down to stay in a bungalow with you down at the Poly for Christmas. So how's that sound?
You know what? That sounds perfect. I will need all 50 years of my points just for that one night, but sure.
Yeah, yeah.
The crazy part is you could put your – it's crazy how they're all booked up. You could probably get put on the wait list. You might get it by the time you hit your 40th year.
Oh, yeah.
So when's your next trip booked for?
We're actually going to go to Hilton Head next summer.
Oh, you'll really like it. You've never been?
No, we haven't. And my wife, she, again, not the DVC person, but she booked, here's our next three trips. She has them already done.
Uh-huh.
Hilton Head in the summer, next summer, and then the following spring, we're going to go to Alani for our 40th birthdays.
There you go.
And we'll go back to Disney the following summer. So she's got three trips planned in the next 2 years. She's ready to go.
Well, you're going to have to come on and give us your review of Hilton Head and Alani. We'll have you back on for both of them and anything else you want to talk to us about. But before you go to Hilton Head, if you want to contact me off the air, I could give you some pretty good pointers for down there because I've been there a couple of times. You're going to love it.
I definitely will. A friend of mine that has been there too, she says it's great. So I've heard nothing but really good things and all the stuff I read about it. It seems great. So we're really excited.
What's great about it is it's like the Pine Barrens, like the woods meets the beach. It's a really beautiful area. And besides the whole resort, they also have their own private beach house. So what it is Hilton Head's actually in Shelter Cove, which is on kind of like the bay side is what you would call it, but it's like on its own little tiny island.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a beach house that's over on the Atlantic Ocean. There are two separate buildings about a mile away from each other, a half mile away from each other. So they have shuttles that take you back towards the beach house, but you can also take bike rides back and forth to it, which would be good for the kids. And then they have a big, huge fishing pier and all kind of things to do.
No, I can't wait. It's everything I've seen and read and the pictures I've seen. It's going to be a lot of fun. I already know it.
Well, I have to admit, we've had a lot of fun. You bought all the alcohol tonight, so we were happy to have you.
I really appreciate you guys having me. I could sit down and talk to you guys anytime. I could talk Disney anytime. I'll even pick up the tip tonight as well.
Wow. There you go, buddy. You pulled up a stool and paid.
You're our kind of guest, Pat.
And again, Pat, we appreciate all the retweets, everything you do for us. We are so happy to have friends like you out there. We really, really appreciate you.
It's absolutely my pleasure. It's great listening to you guys every time. I'm driving, I have an hour commute in the morning, putting you guys on the car. It makes my drive a lot easier. So it's great. So I thank you just for putting on a great show.
Thank you so much. And that's going to be it. You got anything else, Dan?
No, that's good. I concur with everything you said. And thanks for everything you do for us, Pat. We appreciate it, like Doug said.
Very welcome.
All right, guys, we're going to close this bar. We all got napkins on our glasses. Let's get off our stools and go home. We'll talk to you guys later. And please do like our good friend Pat did and leave us a review over on iTunes. We'd really, really appreciate it. We'll talk to you guys. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.